Paxton logo. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Lightning appears in a dark and stormy sky. A stop sign flies across a road. Waves roll on a body of water, and trees blow in a heavy wind. A piece of roof flies off of a house. Later, the dark sky is clear. Cars drive along a road filled with debris. A telephone pole has fallen. Title, Sand Dollar Cove. A transition to a black screen. Text. 9 months later. We fly over a peaceful green village which extends out to the shoreline on three sides. A hand pushes buttons on a car's radio panel. Text, Chad Michael Murray. Ali Nishaka. The woman taps her finger rhythmically on the steering wheel as she drives with the top down. Text. Glynis O'Connor. Lily Jane Chichua. Michelle Lou Cohen. Mark Famiglietti. Sandra Santiago. Tobias Trevelyan. Mark Adam. And Claire Bowen. The car continues driving along the roads in the village, passing a sign that reads Welcome to Sand Dollar Cove, founded 1614. Text. Casting by Tracy Kolpatrick, CSA. Original music and score by Tommy Fields. Edited by Brian Capri. The car pulls into a driveway of a large house. Text, production designer, Shane Meter. Costume designer, Lorraine Coppin. An older woman approaches the car.
Miss Eversole, please call me Ellie.
Oh.
And you must be Sandy?
Everyone calls me Nana.
Okay.
Let me help you with your bag.
Oh, that's okay. I've got it.
Oof. Here, come on inside. I'll fix you some coffee.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome to the Soulmates Bed and Breakfast.
Teleplay by Alex Wright. Directed by Fred Gerber. Inside, Ellie looks out of the window.
It's beautiful here. I'm sure your book's solid.
Most years we'd be book solid to start the summer, but with the storm that came through and all, we haven't had as many people vacationing this year. Our town took quite a hit.
That's actually why I'm here. The company I work for is looking at development opportunities in the area.
Oh, interesting. Does that mean you'll be staying well?
I hope so.
Oh. Well, can I get you something else? A sandwich or something?
No, thank you. I should get going. I have a meeting with the mayor, and I need to scout the location first.
Oh, sure, no problem. Oh, listen, if you get hungry, check out the Sand Dollar Cafe. It's close to the mayor's office and has the best food in town.
Perfect.
Ellie walks out of the kitchen. Nana sits at her counter, takes out her cell phone, and dials. Ellie stands on the shore facing a pier, holding her phone as a camera.
Okay, so the parking lot and land are zoned for commercial use with utility hookups already in place, which is fantastic. The damage to the pier near the shore seems to be superficial, but the damage at the end seems to have broken off in the storm, assuming the pier is still closed to the public due to safety. That's the beginning of the pier. Hey, where'd you come from?
A dog appears.
Hey, Bert. Hey, sorry. Sorry about that.
A young man tosses a stick.
Hey, go get it. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know anyone was down here. Piper loves to run on the sand on our lunch break.
Oh, what an angel.
Oh, thanks. She's harmless, I swear. I mean, unless licking people to death counts. You know, I'd hate to tell you, but you know the pier's closed to the public right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just couldn't resist.
No, I get it. And this area does that to people. Just sucks you right in, right? You know, this is the heart and soul of this town. People have been coming to this pier for generations. It's a shame what happened.
I'm Ellie.
Oh, I'm Brody. Sorry. I own the bait and tackle shop at the marina.
Oh, with the pier closed, you must have taken a real hit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. But we still get people fishing off the beach, so, hey, I'll take any business I can get.
Maybe I'll do that sometime.
What's that?
Fishing. Actually, never done it before.
You've never fished?
I didn't grow up near the water, so.
Okay, all right. Duly noted, when you're ready, you know where to go. My first fishing pole rental's free, and you know what? I might even throw in a free lesson. Okay?
I might just do that.
All right.
They stare for a moment. Then Ellie turns to the pier.
It's really beautiful here.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, if I promise to stay off the pier, is it okay if I keep exploring?
Yeah, of course, Nan. Explore away.
I'll see you around.
Sure you will.
Ellie walks off, then turns back. Brody waves. Later, Ellie parks her convertible outside the Sand Dollar Cafe, a small country diner. She enters. A woman behind the counter turns to her.
You can find a seat. I'll be right with you. Coffee? Please. I'm Pam. Ellie.
A man approaches Pam.
This is my husband, Tim.
I just made clam chowder. Can I fetch you a cup?
Oh, no thanks. Just the coffee. I'm actually heading over to a meeting at the town hall.
A meeting, huh? Sounds official.
Well, I'm with a real estate development firm in Stamford. We're looking to develop some land in the area.
Oh, you're the one. We heard all about it from my Nana.
So much for keeping a low profile.
You want to buy a cafe, too?
Don't pay attention to him. I'm not selling. So I'm staying at your grandmother's bed and breakfast?
Yep. And Nana loves to talk.
I noticed.
And she can be a little nose.
Oh, I think I smell something burning in the kitchen.
That's my cue. Nice to meet you, Ellie.
You too, Tate.
Your dress is beautiful.
Thank you.
A young girl enters the diner.
Come here, my little starfish.
How are you?
They hug.
Good, how about you?
I'm really good.
Ellie, this is my daughter, Millie.
Pleased to meet you.
Aw, pleased to meet you too, Millie.
Ellie is the one who's staying at Nana's.
Are you the lady who's here by the town?
I don't know about the whole town, but maybe a part of it, yes. I was looking at the pier today.
My Nana told me all about it.
There really are no secrets here, huh?
Especially in our family.
My great-great-grandfather, Ashley LaFay, built the town pier in the 1920s.
So he was a merchant?
Bootlegger. And Ashley's grandfather before him was a pirate.
It might be a bit of a stretch, sweetheart. He was a buccaneer.
Pirate, buccaneer, same thing.
Okay.
Uncle Brody says Ashley's grandfather was lost at sea, and he found a cove filled to the brim with sand dollars.
South Town got its name. Sand dollars are really lucky.
Uncle Brody says Sand Dollar Cove has more sand dollars than, like, anywhere.
Your Uncle Brody, I think I might have just met him down by the pier.
Oh.
Does he have a dog?
Piper. She's the best dog in the whole world.
Okay, Millie, we gotta stop bothering Ellie. Oh, no. She's no bother. I've enjoyed getting a little history lesson. How much do I owe you for the coffee?
Oh, it's not. Just think of it as a welcome present.
Ellie ponders.
Bye.
Ellie smiles, waving at Millie as she and Pam walk off. Elsewhere, at City Hall, Ellie walks up the steps, then enters an office.
Ms. Eversole, please have a seat. Make yourself at home.
Thank you, Mayor Conway. I appreciate you taking this meeting on such short notice.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, I understand that your company is trying to acquire some real estate in the area.
That's correct. We're looking to develop a resort hotel on the beach.
That's great. That's great news. You know, I want to assure you that Sand Dollar Cove is a town for you. I'll do everything in my power to cut out the red tape and fast track your building permits.
I appreciate that.
You know, this is a very tight-knit community. People are very protective of this town. I understand that you're inquiring about a particular pier.
Not quite. We're just interested in the land. The pier would have to go.
Brody appears.
Do you want to knock down the pier? Sorry, I'm late. Hold it.
Forgive me. That's all right. I understand. Brody Bradshaw, this is Ms. Ellie Eversole.
We've already met.
Yes, we have. It was delightful. But I didn't know you wanted to knock down the pier.
I thought it was important for Brody to be in this meeting. You know, like I said, we'll cut out the red tape.
I'm sorry. There must be a misunderstanding. I thought the land was owned by Maggie and Josh Bradshaw.
My parents. They gave me the land a year ago. I just haven't gotten around to registering the deeds yet.
I thought you owned the bait and tackle shop.
I do. The bait and tackle shop, the pier, and all the land that goes with it. So, if you want to buy that land, well, you're going to have to talk to me.
Ellie stares for a moment, then looks away. At the bed and breakfast, Nana descends the stairs and enters the sitting room, where Ellie sits staring out of the window.
You all right?
Yeah, I met your grandson.
Brody. He's wonderful. And smart. And handsome.
And stubborn.
That too. Oh, you won't meet too many men like Brody Bradshaw. He's my favorite grandson.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. I will keep that in mind.
And don't let his rough exterior get to you. He's got sailor's blood in him after all. Now, the Bradshaw men aren't always good about showing their emotions, but underneath.
Oh, no, he's been very kind. It's just that his land is the site where my boss selected the resort to be, so we're both kind of on opposite sides of the table.
Brody's loved that pier ever since he was a little boy.
Oh, he told me. He said it was the heart and soul of the town.
Well, he's not wrong about that. That pier's been a part of our history for a long time. It's where people come together to vacation and make memories, whether it's catching their first fish or just hanging out with friends. Everybody's got a favorite memory.
Nana grins.
I had my first kiss with Brody's grandfather right at the end of that pier.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Nana stands and carries a stack of sheets out of the sitting room. Ellie looks again out of the nearby window. Later, Ellie jogs along the shoreline. She slows her pace, then removes her cell and answers it. The caller sits in a large office.
Anna, good morning.
Morning.
I heard McBride and Pearson are sniffing around the Connecticut coastline.
And you know what that means.
That this project has legs.
Yes, and it means you need to lock in Sand Dollar Cove as soon as possible.
They will steal that land right out from underneath us.
Yes, about that. We've hit a bit of a snag. We're getting pushback from the landowner.
What does he want?
He wants to preserve the pier. He says it's the heart and soul of the town.
See if you can talk some sense into him.
I have a feeling he means it.
Okay.
Use your best judgment to close the deal, but get it done.
Okay.
She hangs up. Ellie jogs up to the diner. Piper lies on the porch. Brody, Pam, and Millie chat inside.
Hi. You sweetheart.
I just don't know how you're going to pull it off.
We have to.
I know. We're going to try real hard.
Ellie enters.
Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Our parents host this big summer jamboree party every year. Raises money for the local high school, everything from field trips to performing arts. And this year would be the 20th anniversary. We might have to cancel it.
Why?
Well, with the storm damage, all our time and resources went to cleaning up the mess. She's got no money left.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, all right, I need to get going.
I wanted to talk to you about your land. When you have a minute, that is.
Yeah, sure. I have some errands to run, but I'll be back at Oakland and St. for a couple hours, yeah.
Okay, great. See you then.
All right. I'll see you soon, sweetheart.
Bye, Uncle Brody.
All right, ladies.
Brody walks off. Ellie watches him as he exits the diner.
Why are you looking at Uncle Brody like that?
Well, it's just that I am here to build a resort hotel, and your Uncle Brody's land is right where you want to put it.
Sounds like you're in a bit of a pickle.
You're right, Millie. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Brody enters the bed and breakfast. Inside, Nana sits working on her laptop.
Nana!
Ah.
What seems to be the problem?
I can't seem to get online this morning.
Huh. Let me see if you got a signal.
I got us some iced tea.
Brody walks over to a router on the kitchen counter. The plug dangles beside, which Brody replaces.
And voila. Seems that it was unplugged.
Well, that's odd. Here's your tea.
She hands him a glass.
I'm sure it's delicious.
I had a nice chat with our new guest this morning.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm. She's a little serious, but I think she's got a good heart.
What makes you say that?
A woman's intuition. I told her you're my favorite grandson.
I'm your only grandson.
Mm-hmm. You're still my favorite.
And did she tell you she wants to tear down the pier?
Sure, and build a fancy new beach resort on your land. You be sure not to take her first offer.
I don't want to sell at all. But thank you so much for the negotiating advice, Nana.
Of course, honey. Happy to help. She's holding her room for another 2 weeks.
And?
And she might need someone to show her around is all.
Nana, I love you. Well, please, stop trying to set me up with your house guests.
Why?
Because it doesn't work like that.
Well, I set your father up with your mother. That seems to have worked out just fine.
It's not a good time for me right now, okay?
You always have one excuse or another. It's never a perfect time, dear. But if you don't grab life by the horns, pretty soon it will have passed you by.
Is that why you unplugged the router?
Excuse me?
I know your tricks.
Well, maybe I didn't, maybe I didn't.
Okay, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I gotta go. I love you.
I love you too. Okay.
As Brody leaves the house, Ellie is approaching.
I thought we were meeting at the bait and tackle shop.
We are. I just had to help Nana with something. I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right.
Brody jogs away. Ellie pauses on the porch and watches. Later, Ellie's convertible pulls up to the marina. Brody watches her park from inside the tackle shop, holding a fishing pole. Ellie gets out of the car and approaches. Viper lies on the ground nearby.
Perfect timing.
For what?
Your first fishing lesson.
Come on.
You don't waste any time, do you?
Why would I?
They walk to the end of the dock. Brody kneels to open his tackle box.
All right, hold this. Okay. Thank you. First, I need to bait the hook.
With what?
Lures.
He offers her a feathery lure.
You're joking, right?
Of course not. Never kid about bait. Say, Kim, now careful. Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous, but all right, yeah.
You know, the crazier it looks, the more they want to eat it. Now, be careful there. She's got some daggers on her. She'll get you.
Remember that. There. What?
I'm impressed.
You're impressed?
I assumed you'd stab yourself at least 3 times by now. Oh, careful.
I'm nimble.
I'll remember that. Okay, now we need to cast off the line.
Yeah?
So, first, we're going to open the bail arm. So, pull that back. Okay, go ahead and put your finger right here on the line. There you go.
That?
Yep.
Okay.
And now, pull back, cast her off.
Okay, hold on, watch out. I don't want to get you.
She pulls the rod back and lets the line go.
There you go.
Hey, wow. Oh, okay. Hey, now.
Look at that. You did it.
What now?
We wait.
Well, since we're waiting, can you reach in that bag and grab that envelope that's in there?
What is it?
It's an offer.
Pier?
No, just your land. I don't need the pier.
Oh. But the pier is all my land.
I'm aware of that.
They sit on the edge of the dock. Brody opens an envelope and removes a paper.
That is a lot of bait and tackle.
I mean, you're not going to get a better offer than that, Brody.
What makes you think I want to sell?
Well, your sister said you don't have enough money to fix the pier, and if you can't fix it, you can't charge for fishing. How long do you think you can keep that up?
Take out a loan? Not to mention, I've been working as a boat builder, so that helps.
I'm just trying to help you, Brody. The deal will make you very comfortable. You won't have to worry about hook, line, and sinker anymore.
I happen to like hook, line, and sinker. Thank you very much.
It'll provide a lot of jobs for the community.
That pier has been in my family for generations. I fished off it when I was a kid. And someday, my kids are going to fish off it, too.
I didn't know you had kids.
I don't. Not yet. The pier was handed down to me. It's my duty to preserve it for generations to come.
So you are dead set against any sort of resort development?
No, not at all. Just any that knocks down my pier. Look, on your company's website, there's a video. I think it's your boss actually saying architecture is inseparable from its natural environment.
That's true. But natural environment includes the coastline, not your pier.
You should be able to build for the future while honoring the past. Look, I'm sorry if it messes up your plans. but you're just gonna have to make some changes.
All right, I'll see what I can come up with.
It's all I ask.
When are you free next?
Oof, I don't know. Well, I'm going to the cafe for dinner tonight if you'd like to join.
Oh.
Hey, oh, you got a bite.
Really?
There we go. Hey, come on. Get. Come on, up and at him. There we go. Oh. Reel it in.
Yeah?
Well, there we go. Oh, oh.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Look at you. I'd say it's beginner's luck, but I think you're just a natural.
Ellie approaches the diner. Brody sits on the bench outside.
Oh, well. Look at this. You're early.
I wanted you to take a look at this.
She hands him a small envelope.
You know, we still have a little bit of time before dinner. Let me show you around.
He places the envelope on the bench.
Sure. Sounds good.
Ellie picks it up.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you. How'd you get into real estate development?
My dad was an architect.
Uh-huh.
I used to tag along with him on his site visits. I loved seeing how he saw his vision through.
So you work for his company?
No, he's retired with my mom. They moved to Florida to spend the rest of their days playing pickleball, drinking pina coladas, and playing cards with friends.
All right, now that sounds like fun.
Miss him, though.
I'll bet. So, why do you work for a developer when architecture's your passion?
Well, I used to work for an architecture firm, but I've always wanted to be an architect and a developer, so I found a role with a company where I could potentially do both.
Dual threat?
Kinda. I love designing. Taking an idea out of thin air and creating a vision for it. It's only half the job. But I want my designs to be built without compromise, or at least as little as possible anyway. Okay, so go on. I told you my story, now you.
Okay. Well, my grandfather was a lawyer. He was the kind of guy that he'd always stand up for the little guy. When the neighbor had a problem, they'd come to him and he'd find a solution.
Sounds like you had Jimmy Stewart for a grandpa.
yeah, close to it. But, of course, I wanted to be just like him.
Hmm.
Why wouldn't I? So, I went to law school, joined the biggest law firm I could.
So what are you doing back here?
Well, it turns out that big law firms are more about billable hours, money, and then making a positive impact.
So you got burnt out then?
Well, sure. Yeah, I guess it did. And then my dad, he wanted to retire, passed the pier down to me. So I was already at a crossroads. Figured I'd come back for a little while. I was only planning on being here for a couple months.
Well, I'm sure your parents are happy to have you back.
It's debatable. Now, I'm pretty sure. I'm just glad that my mom and dad are finally getting to relax. We're actually on vacation in the Bahamas right now.
Oh, fun.
Brody checks his watch.
It's funny, I don't even feel like they're on vacation. I've been hearing from my mom so much. Although she's not trying to check on me. They're checking on Millie, of course.
Well, as she should. She's adorable.
Spitfire's more like it. Just like her Nana. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, she told me all about the sand dollars and your ancestors and...
The history?
Yes.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why places like the pier are so important. You know, even for her, right? She gets to know where she came from. Roots. Guess what?
What?
It's time for dinner.
He enters the diner. Ellie smiles, then follows him. The sun sets over the shore. Brody holds the door open as Ellie walks out onto a back patio with tables and chairs.
This is fancy.
Oh. Ah, Pam and Tate keep this for VIPs and family only.
So now I'm VIP.
No, I'm family. Well, I hope you're excited. Tate is whipping up his famous lobster roll, best in Sand Dollar Cove.
Sounds good.
Vino?
Yeah.
He uncorks a bottle and pours.
You are not going to relax even a bit, are you, until I look at that offer letter?
I'm fine. But if you do, you know, want to read it, I won't stop you.
Okay. Is there anything in here about keeping the pure?
Right. Not exactly. But I'm trying to work with you, because my boss doesn't think it makes sense to keep the pure.
What do you think?
It doesn't matter what I think.
It matters to me.
Well, from a developer standpoint, tearing down the pier and creating a private beach resort would be the most profitable option.
What about from an architectural standpoint?
It depends on what you would want to do architecturally. It could be...
Everything okay here, kids?
Everything's fantastic, Tate.
All right, give me a yell if you need anything else.
Oh, this looks good. Thank you.
Tate serves two lobster rolls.
All right, moment of truth.
All right.
How about this? If you don't like this,
yeah,
I'll give you the beer.
Wow. Huh? All right, I like this bet.
This is how confident I am.
Okay. Here it goes. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
She smiles and bites.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
I guess I don't get that pier.
They sip.
Not yet.
The sun rises over the shore. Brody rocks in a chair on Nana's porch. Ellie walks out of the house.
What are you doing?
Thinking.
Thinking?
Over your offer.
Hmm? What am I supposed to do while you're so busy thinking?
Well, you're supposed to be figuring out how to build your fancy resort without knocking down my pier. But if you're looking for something to do in the meantime, you could take a look around, get to know the area a bit. In fact, I could show you myself.
Could you?
Mm-hmm. If you ask nicely.
Ellie sighs.
Please show me around, will you?
Don't have to ask me twice. Let's go.
They walk down the porch steps.
On your left.
Near the shore, they walk in the grass outside a lighthouse.
Look around. Tell me what you see.
It was a wonderful old pier.
It was. And could be again.
Must have been some storm.
It was. I mean, she's been through some big ones before. But this one, man, was different. Mother Nature was flexing her muscles.
I thought you were getting a loan.
Trying to get a loan.
Well, if you can get a loan to fix the pier, then what is the point?
I'll build her myself. Piece by piece, board by board, if I have to. It may take me a few years. The pier's still got life in there.
Then I guess there's nothing left to discuss.
Unless maybe, just maybe, you propose an alternate location for the beach resort to your boss. And in return, I will do something for you.
Such as?
I'll sell you the land next to the pier. And you can put some kind of beach club or whatever you want for your resort guests.
Okay. I'll play along with you. Where does the resort go?
He points out into the distance.
You see that land? Right over there.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the town's old oyster factory. It's abandoned now, so I'll bet the mayor can get you a good deal on the land.
An oyster factory doesn't exactly have the same upside potential as a resort on the actual beach. You know that, right?
I'm no architect, but come on, you can't tell me that's not a beautiful location. Come on.
Well, it is right on the water. It's closer to the main shopping areas in town.
Yes.
There's room for some development. The retail spaces and restaurants. Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
But that doesn't change the fact that you're altering our whole development.
I'm a solution-oriented guy. What can I say? I'm just trying to find something that works for both of us.
And I appreciate that. What if I ask her to increase the bid?
I told you, it's not about the money. Hey, I'll tell you what. Talk to your boss and come out to the ship barn tomorrow. I'll show you around.
I mean, I'll ask her, but I can't promise anything.
That's all I'm asking.
Brody looks down at the sand.
Oh, hey.
He picks something up. He blows on the object and shows it to Ellie.
$1,000. Good luck. You know, it's rare to find one completely intact. Maybe it'll inspire you.
Careful on your way down.
Brody walks off. Ellie holds the sand dollar up. At Nana's house, Ellie chats on her cell.
Laura, hi.
Ellie, how are things in Sand Dollar Cove?
That's why I'm calling, actually.
So Anna said if I can lock down this land, I can pitch my designs for the resort.
Since you've known Anna the longest, I wanted to get your advice.
Fire away.
So the landowner said that if we move the resort to an old oyster canning plant next to the water, he'll sell us a piece of his land next to the pier so we can build a beach club for our resort guests.
Anna doesn't want a beach club. She wants a beach hotel.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I told him. The oyster plant does not have a beach.
Well, what about the rest of
the community? How do they feel about the resort?
Good, I think.
I mean, the area could certainly use an infusion of business.
Well, maybe you could get some of them to talk some sense into him.
I'll try. Might take me some time.
They're really excited about
this project, Ellie. You need to step outside the box and find a creative solution.
This is your chance.
I know.
All right, I'll check back in with you later.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Ellie hangs up. Later, Ellie drives her convertible to the barn. Inside, a group of men work with wooden planks. Ellie approaches a man.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Brody Bradshaw. He already works here sometimes.
Every chance I get.
Brody enters.
Tom, I should meet Ellie.
Pleased to meet you, Ellie.
You too. Can I borrow for a moment?
Be my guest.
Okay.
Follow me.
Brody leads Ellie out of the back door of the barn into a yard.
Take it in. Can you see it?
He indicates a spot in the distance.
How much of the oyster factory does the town own?
Pretty much everything you can see from water over. I mean, there's plenty of room. You can see resort, restaurants, retail, whatever you want. Not to mention, the other side of that building is the town's main shopping area.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Ellie, it's fantastic. Right on the water. And I spoke to the mayor. He's willing to play ball.
Well, there's still the problem with the beach. People want to be able to walk out to the water and feel the sand between their toes.
It's true. But it's an option. Come on, I'll show you something else.
They walk off.
Welcome to my humble abode.
They approach a boat.
You live on a boat?
I just finished restoring her.
He steps on board.
What would you like to come aboard? You could be my deckhand.
Deckhand? I don't know about that. I'm not so good at taking orders.
I've noticed. Come on. All right. Careful now.
Brody escorts Ellie onto the boat. Ellie peeks at the tables and chairs below deck, neatly decorated.
So beautiful.
Thanks. Should see her out in the water.
I'd like to.
Have you done much sailing?
No.
Oh. Well, we need to fix that.
What, now? I thought we were in the middle of talking business.
We can do that from anywhere. Just let the engine warm up. We'll be on our way.
They sit beside each other on deck.
So, you said your parents moved to Florida.
Yeah.
But where are you from originally?
Born and raised in Hartford, but my home's in Stamford now.
Oh, okay. How do you like Stamford?
Yeah, it's great. Good people, good energy.
You have family there?
No, it's just me. I'm not sure I should be talking about my personal life during negotiations, but...
Come on, look at it. We're on a boat. I mean, look at the light shimmering off the water. You feel that coastal air coming in. It's beautiful. Look around you. I mean, does this feel like work to you?
I bet that's what you say to all the girls.
You know, you'd be surprised. It's
It's actually been a while since I've been on a date.
What about you?
Huh? Is there a special someone waiting for you back in Stamford?
No, my friends say I'm too picky.
Well, you're particular. There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. That's what I say.
Just do me a favor. I'm just throwing it out there. Don't wait for Mr. Perfect.
So what if I am?
Perfect is the enemy of good.
Where'd you read that, on a fortune cookie?
Voltaire. You know, the French philosopher.
Yes, no, I know who he is. I've just never met anyone who would quote him.
Well, you know, don't ask me for another. It's the only one I got.
Okay, I won't.
All right, I think we're about warmed up. Deckhand, would you cast off the bow line, please?
She salutes.
Yes, sir.
She stands, then trips into Brody's arms.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Be careful. I don't want you going overboard.
Unless resort developer to deal with.
Where would the fun in that be?
Later, the boat sails out on the open water. Ellie smiles at Brody as he steers the wheel. Brody smiles at Ellie, who sits on the deck looking out at the water. She turns and smiles back. He beckons her over, and she takes his place behind the wheel. As the boat sails out into the open water, Brody indicates a spot in the distance. Ellie nods. Later, the boat is anchored offshore. A motorboat sits nearby as Ellie and Brody sit on a picnic blanket on the shore.
Pretty nice, right?
Stunning.
She hands him a beer.
Oh, yes, please.
He sits on the blanket, uncapping the bottle.
Oh. May I?
He uncaps her bottle.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They sip.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, shoot.
Have you ever considered opening up your own practice here in town? You seem like you've got a lot to offer, and you say you want to help people.
Yeah, I've thought about it.
But?
My grandfather's shoes are big ones to fill. You know, I've always worried that I wouldn't live up to his legacy.
I don't know about that. You're local. People seem to love you. You got a big heart. Sounds like you're just like him.
Okay, that right there might be the single most incredible compliment I've ever received. Thank you.
What were you saying again back at the cafe about having to cancel the fundraiser?
Oh, yeah. Well, we hold the Jamboree every year to raise money for the high school field trips.
Right. And now there's no money because of the storm damage.
That's right. It's looking bleak at best.
As Millie would say, you're in a bit of a pickle.
Ellie, at Nana's.
Any progress?
Maybe.
Do you remember that summer jamboree party I emailed you about?
Yes, and?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could help fund it. It would be a gesture of good faith.
What do we have in mind?
I was thinking
we could be a sponsor.
How much are we talking about?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still working on that. But I think it could be a way for us to get some good press in the local newspaper.
I like it.
Work up some numbers and we'll see.
Okay.
Ellie hangs up. Nana enters.
Hey, how was your day?
Fun. Brody took me out on his boat.
Oh, he must like you. He doesn't take just anyone out on that boat.
No, it wasn't like that. We were talking business.
So did you persuade him your resort will be a good thing for Sand Dollar Cove?
Not yet, but I'm helping him get the Summer Jamboree back on track for this year.
That's marvelous. It's my favorite event of the year. Tell me all about it over dinner. I made fish stew.
Nana exits.
Sounds wonderful. What do you think of the changes I made to the website?
Pam, on Brody's boat.
It's fantastic. I guess I just sadly don't see the point, you know?
We'll figure it out. We'll ask for donations. We can put it on social media. Maybe small, but it will be mighty.
You're right. You're right. What can I say? I mean, we still need something to show everybody that Summer Jamboree is the way we've kicked off some for the last 20 years. Not to mention how good it is for the high school programs.
Yeah, do you have any old photographs?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Photo. An older man builds a sandcastle with two children.
Grandpa and I won the sandcastle building competition.
That one. Perfect. Hmm. Okay. Well, then, the new question is, how are we going to drive traffic to the site?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and I have a high school buddy who works on the tourist board.
Oh, Carl Larson.
Yeah, you remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he could put a link on the website.
That would be really good.
There we go.
So, how are things going with Ellie?
It seemed to be going well. I mean, she seems nice enough, yeah?
Oh, he seems nice enough.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. You spoke to Mom and Dad about her offer yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Dad. Mm-hmm. He says it's my decision.
Oh. Just taking your sweet time about it?
Because it affects a lot of people.
Okay, or maybe you just wanted to stick around a little longer.
And why do you say that, Pam?
Oh, because I haven't seen you look at anyone the way you look at Ellie in a really, really, really long time.
Okay, you got me there, Pam. You got me. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't, because if this deal goes south, it's kind of looking that way. She's just going to move on to the next town, and we'll never see her again.
Stanford's like an hour away.
It's too complicated, okay?
No, it doesn't have to be. You like Ellie. Ellie seems to like you.
You really think she likes me?
I don't know why.
Thank you, Pamela.
No, don't you call me that.
Ellie enters the diner. Pam walks out from behind the counter carrying a coffee pot. She glances at Ellie as she passes.
What's that look? Hey, sailor. Okay, so you heard about that.
I saw Brody last night.
He's in the back with Millie.
Ellie walks toward the back of the diner.
Can I get you anything, ladies?
Ellie walks onto the patio.
Is this a ladybug?
That's a door.
Well, now I see it.
Do you see, like, the
morning,
handles?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, I was wondering if I could talk to your uncle about some business stuff.
Today is not the day for that. I'm sorry. I forgot today's the town's annual sand castle building competition. Mm.
We came in second last year. This year, we're gonna win.
That's right.
I have a feeling.
Millie and Brody bump fists.
These are some of our designs.
Yeah?
So I like this one.
These are great.
And then I like this one. Would you like to join our team? Mm-hmm.
I would love to, but I have some work to do.
You are supposed to be building mutual trust and understanding in the community. This would qualify.
What he said.
I know. Which is why we're going to be sponsoring the Summer Jamboree.
What?
Yeah, I told my boss about your predicament, and I convinced her that she should help. She's a sucker for good PR, what can I say? Oh!
I don't know what to say. Thank you. Look at this.
Millie hugs Brody.
It's the best news I've heard all year.
Millie hugs Ellie.
Even better news? If you join our team, just putting it out there.
Oh, I'd really like to.
Now, how do you say no to that face, Look, the sandcastle competition doesn't take long. Mm-hmm. We really could use your help.
Millie holds up a T-shirt.
Uh-oh.
We come bearing gifts.
Do you say size Ellie?
Ellie holds up the T-shirt to her body.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes!
All right.
Boom!
All right, what kind of sandcastle do you want to build?
Millie's the boss.
I want
Moat.
Tower.
Tower.
And then a bridge, but not exactly a drawbridge.
Okay.
Later, they walk out of the front door.
Okay, so I'm headed to Nana's to change and sketch these out.
Competition starts in 2 hours.
Yeah, you guys grab the buckets and shovels. I'll find some carving tools.
Carving tools?
You'll see.
You better remember.
Ellie walks off.
That's right, Millie.
Ellie designs a castle at Nana's dining table.
You're a lifesaver. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful, hon.
Oh, thanks. Can I use your office printer?
Of course. But I'm a judge this year, so don't expect any special favors.
Can I ask you one more favor?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any spatulas?
Kitchen drawer. Knock yourself out. But you better hurry. The competition starts in 20 minutes.
Okay, yep.
On the shore, Millie and Ellie jog past several teams to an open spot. Ellie carries a printout of her design.
Millie, okay. Okay, here. Is this what you had in mind?
I love it!
Okay, good. I felt like nobody else is probably going to be as organized as us, so. Okay, who is our main competition here?
That's Hal.
Mm-hmm.
Hal's dad works in construction, so they're our main competition.
Okay.
Don't forget about Doris.
Right. Doris and Ashley won last year. Doris owns a bakery, so she always brings cupcakes to sweeten up the judges.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Sand Dollar Cove Sandcastle Competition. Yes. Now, the rules are very simple. Each team gets exactly 2 hours to build whatever design they choose using whatever tools they like. All right, here we go. Ready? Set. Go.
Okay. Hands in.
Ready? On three. One.
Two. Three. Okay, so best recipe for sandcastle concrete is?
Half sand, half water.
Nice. Okay, Brody, you're going to fill up the buckets with water first, and then she's going to shovel in the dry sand.
Got it.
Bye. Ooh, nice. Piper, you want to help? Yeah, come on, get in here and dig. Come on, sweet girl.
The teams begin to work on their castles. Nana stands watching with a clipboard. Ellie and Brody glance at each other. Brody blows a bit of sand off of Ellie's hand. She smiles.
Okay, Millie, you and I are going to work on this perimeter.
Got it. What's a perimeter?
The MC holds a stopwatch.
All right, everybody, gather around. I have to tell you that this year's competition is fierce, and you have had a lot of great competitors. I want to thank each and every one of you for your hard work. But without further ado, we have to announce this year's winner of the Sandcastle Competition, and it is Millicent Johnson!
Millie jumps up and down, then hugs Brody. The MC beckons Millie up.
Come on up here! Can you carry this?
The MC hands Millie a large basket of gifts. Nana approaches Ellie and Brody.
Well, congratulations, you two. Thank you.
Congrats to Millie and Ellie. They're the brains of the operation. Piper and I just did the digging.
Speaking of digging, I was thinking about hosting a clam bake tomorrow night to celebrate your victory.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah?
Any excuse for a clam bake is good by me.
The only thing is, my back's been acting up. Brody, you think you could dig the pit?
What time you want me there, Nana?
Coffee will be on at 9.
All right. I'll see you then.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Brody and Ellie on a sidewalk.
You know, I haven't built a sandcastle in forever. So thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome, but it really was Millie who invited you.
Oh, you had nothing to do with that?
Look, I might have told her that you were the best sandcastle designer in New England.
That's what I thought.
They approach Nana's.
You know, Millie is probably going to want you to come back each and every year from now on. It's nice to win, isn't it?
You know what? I would like that.
Me too.
They look at each other. Brody shuffles his feet.
So, I guess I'll see you at the clam bake tomorrow. Yeah?
It's a date.
Ellie turns to the steps, muttering.
Just
at the door, she turns and waves. Brody waves back. She wipes her brow.
Why would you say it's a date?
She enters the house. In Nana's backyard, Ellie and Nana carry folded tables out to the lawn as Brody approaches.
Hey!
What
good
can
morning,
I do?
Brody.
Lead the way. What have you been up to all morning, Ellie?
You mind your manners, Brody. You shouldn't be sticking your nose into other people's business.
Oh, no, you're right. That's your job, Nana.
Do you want some coffee?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll put on a fresh pot.
Later, Brody digs a small hole in Nana's yard with a shovel. Piper digs it a little deeper. Millie and another child play with Piper in the yard. Nana brings iced tea to Brody and date. Pam and Millie fill the hole with firewood, and Brody lights a match. He starts a small fire in the hole. Millie and the others fill a wooden box with seaweed.
So
you're a professional.
Stay. Nice.
Got it?
Yep.
There you go, Millie.
Oh,
is
it slimy?
All right, you're up.
Ellie smiles as she tosses some seaweed in.
Nice.
I would give you a high five, but...
Brody and Tate cover the wooden box with a cloth.
Now what?
Now... we wait for the magic.
Time passes, and the backyard is dark. Brody and Tate carry a box of clams to a table.
Here we go, hot stuff coming through.
They dump the clams.
Who's that, people?
There we go.
Ah, gosh.
All right, Ellie. It's truth telling time. When was the last time you had a real clam bake?
Honestly?
Yeah.
This is my first one.
What?
You've never been to a clam bake, do you?
Afraid not.
Well... how is it? And don't sugarcoat it now.
It's the best clam bake I've ever been to.
Yeah, there we go.
Doing something right.
Okay, but seriously, it looks really delicious, you guys. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have everyone's attention. I'd like to make a toast to Ellie. For her first real clam bake, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wait, and
to Nana for inviting us into her home and supervising.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Here. And here's to new friends.
To new friends.
Someone's calling you.
Mm.
Ellie checks her phone.
Sorry, it's my boss.
No, go ahead. Go.
Anna, hi.
I want you to know that I'm looking for new locations for the resort in North Carolina.
Wait, what? I already told everybody we were sponsoring the Summer Jamboree fundraiser.
And we still can, but I'm not a fan of waiting.
And I would like to have a viable option in case Brody won't play ball.
Well, actually, after being here a few days, I think that tearing down the pier would be a mistake.
What?
People love it. It's popular.
I put you in charge of this project because I thought it was a good
opportunity for you, Ellie. Not so you can change the whole thing.
I understand, Anna. But I think that we should either reconsider our plans or find an alternative location.
Alternative location?
Well... I may have an option. So the city of Sand Dollar Cove owns an old oyster factory. There's plenty of space for a resort plus retail and restaurants. It's across the harbor from all of the main tourist areas in town. I can send you a link.
I'll take a look at it.
But I'm not going to make any promises.
Okay.
Brody approaches Ellie as she hangs up.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Just usual.
All right. Better hurry up. Food's getting cold.
Daytime. Inside the diner, Millie decorates a sign. Pam on the phone.
Coolest summer jamboree ever. Yes, like last year, we'll have the balloon arches, the bounce house, and dunk tank. You have one? Oh, hold, please. We need a dunk tank.
Definitely.
Definitely. Thanks, George. Don't you gouge me. It's for the high school. Okay. Have a good day.
Pam hangs up.
I think you've outdone yourself.
I have a vision.
You do. You're perfect.
Brody looks at his laptop on his boat.
Ooh.
He is looking at the Jamboree website, where the bar indicating the money raised is about 2/3 full. Nana approaches with a pot.
Hey, Brody.
Hey, Nana.
Got some leftovers from the clam bake I thought you'd like.
Well, well, well. You walked all this way just to bring me leftovers?
Okay, fine. I just want to get a minute alone with you to see how it's going with Ellie.
Oh, yeah? Walk with me. I got to close up the shop.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you agreed to stop trying to set me up with your guests.
I never agreed to anything, but that's not why I'm here. I'm curious about the land deal.
Oh, right. Well, Ellie's boss still insists on tearing down the pier if we sell him the land.
What? Sounds like that might be a good thing for the town.
Goodness,
Does anybody else care about the history of our family but me?
Of course their history is important. But so are you. Don't let the past rob you of your future. Right? Life is about more than buildings and places and piers. It's about spending time with the people you love. It's about making new memories. It's about going after your dreams.
My dreams, huh?
Mm-hmm. Take that money. Do something good with it. You always wanted to help people. Now you can. Open up your own law practice.
Ellie been talking to you?
I don't have to talk to Ellie. You've wanted to follow in your grandfather's footsteps ever since you were a little boy. It's who you are, Brody. You're just like him.
Grandpa always made it look so easy.
That's what he wanted everyone to think. He had his worries. He worried about all of us, the whole town, every minute of every day. And he would have been so proud of you.
She touches his cheeks.
Peer or no peer.
Nana kisses Brody on the chest. Brody smiles and walks into his shop.
Okay. At the diner. So, I sketched some designs for the attractions at the Jamboree.
Wow. We usually just let the carnival people set up wherever they want.
Right, but we're hoping for more people this year.
What's that?
That's where we eat. So I placed a stage in the middle of the parking lot with the attractions around it. That way we create a flow to keep people moving from one attraction to the next.
You really like to plan out every single detail, don't you?
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
That's right, Uncle Brody. They taught us that in school.
So now you're ganging up on me?
Yeah.
You too.
Ellie and Pam at the Wood Barn.
Thanks, Tom.
My pleasure. We'll be back at it again tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Snack for the road.
Don't mind if I do.
Pam offers a wrapped sandwich.
We made a good dent today.
Yeah, we did. I can't thank you enough for all of your help and getting your boss on board.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my pleasure. It's for a good cause. And she loves the PR.
So how are you doing? You sick of our little town yet?
No, quite the opposite, actually. Everyone here is so, friendly? Yeah. That clam bake the other night was...
Ellie kisses her fingers.
To die for.
Good. A sense of a butt.
But my boss just won't compromise. She has this vision of how she wants the resort to be, and while we both know that Brody isn't budging.
Just give him some time. He's always been kind of slow to come around.
And if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, I guess you're just going to have to cross that bridge when you get to it. So how'd you meet me? Interesting story. It was the day I left, actually.
The day you left?
Yep. He robbed me.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. He robbed you?
I mean, not intentionally, but he totally did. Yeah, it was years ago. I had it in my head. I wanted to travel all over Europe. Thought I'd seen everything that Sand Dollar Cove had to offer. And so I told my parents I was going to leave for a while.
What did they say?
Oh, they encouraged me to go. They know the worst thing you can do is try to keep somebody around who doesn't want to be.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So you left?
Almost. I was at the bus stop. Bus to New York came. I went to grab my bag, but it was gone. And I'm looking around frantically, and there's Tate wheeling it away because he had mistaken it for his.
Oh, no.
And I chased him down and gave him such an earful. He was mortified, the poor guy. And there was just something about him. I missed my bus, and he apologized and asked if he could take me to lunch. And it was just one meal, but I felt like I'd known him my whole life. And he had just moved to Sand Dollar. He was so excited to be here. And we started spending time together, and I got to see this place in a whole new light through him. So I stayed.
Someone had to show him around, right?
Right. That was 9 years ago.
Now you have Millie. You ever wonder what would have happened if you'd gotten on that bus?
Sometimes. But not in a way that makes me feel like I missed out on anything. Like, we actually went to Europe on our honeymoon. Mm. Yeah, it was so nice to experience that with Tate when I think about it. If he hadn't grabbed my bag right then, I could have just missed out on my everything. I chose to stay. Wouldn't change it for the world. You know, home is where the heart is.
Ellie nods.
My heart is here.
At the diner, Brody sits in a booth writing on a legal pad. Pam and Ellie enter.
There you go. Thanks.
Brody holds his finger to his lips. Millie sleeps, lying beside Brody.
She sure does love him. All kids love Brody. It's because he practically is one himself. You want me to take her?
No. It's fine. Go finish up.
I'm just going to help Tate finish up in the kitchen. What you doing?
I am just working on some ideas for a booth I was thinking about sponsoring.
Ellie picks up the pad.
That's great.
Thank you. I call it my Pay It Forward Foundation. So basically, members of the town can sign up for things they need done, as well as offer any special skills that they might have. Hmm. You know, for instance, an accountant can offer a free tax job to a family in need, or an elderly couple. They might need their lawn mowed. So, it's just simple stuff. People helping people. Something my grandfather started a while back, and I thought I'd resurrect it.
I see the first item listed is a free estate planning package by a Mr. Brody Bradshaw.
Somebody had to go first.
Well, it's the best idea I've heard in a long time.
Thank you.
Looks like that baby needs a nap.
Oh. Snagger.
Love.
Here we go, sweetie. One, two, three.
Tate lifts Millie.
So nice to talk to you. You too.
Now y'all.
Tate and Pam leave.
Is Nana cooking dinner for you?
Didn't mention anything.
I got it.
Got what?
Dinner. I'll make us some.
Oh, you can cook.
Simple stuff.
Brody smiles and stands. Later, in the diner's kitchen, Brody pours tomatoes into a pan and stirs.
I can't believe you're actually cooking for me.
Why not? Come on, it's the least I could do. All the work you've been doing with us to help Jamboree.
I'm having a good time.
I'm glad.
Brody sips from a beer bottle.
I want to thank you, by the way, seriously, for shaking things up for me.
What do you mean?
Well, how do I say this? Ever since I've gotten back here, I guess I've just been kind of going through the motions, you know? I went to law school because I wanted to help people. Somewhere along the line, I think I forgot that. You reminded me. So, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you.
What? You have pain in your neck?
Well, you certainly challenged me to come up with new ideas, new ways of seeing a project. I think that's why I became an architect in the first place.
Brody plates a pasta dish.
I'm glad I could be of service.
Ellie lifts a wine glass.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They sip. Ellie picks up a forkful of pasta and blows on it. She tastes it.
I think this might be better than the lobster bowl, honestly.
Wow. Okay. That's a big praise.
No, seriously, where'd you learn how to cook?
You know, Nana used to own this cafe. Yeah. So, I used to have a summer job here for a few years back in high school. Picked up a thing or two.
You're full of surprises, Mr. Brody Bradshaw.
How would you feel about one more surprise?
He walks forward and kisses Ellie. They continue kissing, long and passionately. Daytime at the Jamboree. A Ferris wheel spins as passersby walk in the grass and on the shore. Brody and Ellie walk along a row of tents lined up on the pavement.
Pretty good crowd.
I'd say record-breaking crowd. Good job. High school's gonna be really happy.
So what do we do now?
Nothing's done. We're done. Now we just gotta relax, have some fun. What do you want to do?
Follow me.
They dash off. Later, Brody sits in the dunk tank.
You know I'm counting on you in minutes, don't you?
Hey, I used to play softball. You better hold your breath.
Ellie.
She winds up. Brody flinches.
All right. We're aiming for the target, not me.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Good luck. Mm-hmm.
Ellie tosses the ball directly at the target, and Brody plunges into water. He climbs out. Brody chases Ellie outside in the fairgrounds. She hides behind a tent. He appears on the other side.
Whoa, you're soaking wet! Oh, whoa, in public.
So?
I don't know, I don't want people to think that I was trying to romance your peer away from you.
Aren't you?
And I what?
Trying to romance my peer away from me.
Hey, you kissed me first, remember?
It's true. Let's do that again.
Brody!
Nana and Millie approach.
Nana,
just looking for you and Millie.
Listen up. My friends think this is the best summer jamboree ever.
Well, yeah, they should. Your Uncle Brody's been just working around the clock to get it set up.
Well, that's funny. He said the same thing about you.
All right, well, I better go check on the band.
I think you ought to change out of those wet clothes first, honey.
You look like a soggy dog.
Thank you, Mia. I got an extra shirt in the car.
All right, honey.
Bye, Uncle Brody.
Come on. You guys want to play some games?
Yeah. Okay.
Ellie walks off with Nana and Millie. There's a popcorn machine and a cotton candy machine. The sky gets darker, and some of the signs light up.
All right. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
A four-piece band is set up on a stage. Brody takes the microphone.
How is everybody doing tonight? Huh? That's right. I hope everybody's having a good time. I want to say welcome each and every one of you to the 20th, count it, 20th annual Sand Dollar Cove Summer Jamboree. You know, I got to say, give yourselves a round of applause because between the tickets, sales, the donation page, we have raised a record amount of money this year. That's all you. Thank you. We've raised enough money to fund all the extracurricular activities for the high school programs for the entire year. You know, after the storm damage, it didn't look like we were going to have a jamboree this year. So we got a lot of people to thank. First and foremost, let's thank Anna Walters from New England Design and Development. Anna, thank you for sponsoring the party. That's right. Now, while I don't have time to go ahead and thank each and every one of you that's helped, and trust me, there's a lot of you. Now, there's one person in particular I do want to acknowledge tonight. Can everyone please put their hands together for Miss Ellie Eversole? We couldn't have done it without you, Ellie. That's right. All right, enough of that. Tonight, it's about the high school. It's about family. It's about food. It's always about food. But right now, it's about great music. So, would you please all give a warm welcome to the sensational Sand Dollars.
Brody walks off the stage and hugs Millie. He turns to Ellie, who is clapping along with the music.
Since my paradise, this is all I've been in here. And you know I can't live without this feeling.
Later, Ellie sits alone, away from the crowd.
Thank you very much. We're back, I'm sure.
Brody approaches her. Ellie stares out into the night sky over the water, sitting on a stone ledge.
Any chance you'd like to dance?
She turns and stands.
It's been a minute.
And all the more reason to say yes.
They dance together, standing apart from the crowd.
Danny, dance?
The man, I'm talking that too.
Pam and Nana stand together. Pam indicates Brody and Ellie.
They make a cute couple, don't they?
They sure do.
Brody and Ellie hold their heads close together.
What do you think, Mama?
I'm thinking that there is no place in the entire world that I would rather be.
He leans in closer. Ellie checks her phone.
She's just gonna keep calling if I don't answer.
Tell her I said thank you.
Sorry.
Ellie separates and answers the phone.
Anna, hi.
How's it going?
Great. We raised a record amount for the high school. Brody even thanked you in a speech.
Well, that's not what I was talking about. Do you think he'll change his mind?
Did you have a chance to look at the oyster factory?
Yes, I looked at it. But it's further from the beach than I thought.
It's a short bike ride.
Ellie. You've gone above and beyond trying to make this resort work in Sand Dollar Cove. If we can't build... on the beach in Sand Dollar Cove, I prefer to go somewhere else.
It's a real shame, Anna. I think that we're making a mistake by not...
I'm not asking you to agree. I'm asking you to do your job.
Yeah, no, of course.
Great. Either Brody sells us his land, or we move on to another town. I'd like you back in the office tomorrow to start evaluating new locations.
Okay. Okay, good night.
Brody walks up.
Everything okay?
Anna won't approve moving the resort to the Oyster Factory. Like I thought. I'm really sorry.
Hey, you tried, and I appreciate that.
She wants me back in the office tomorrow to start evaluating other locations.
That's soon.
These last couple weeks have been really amazing getting to know you. But I gotta get back to real life.
What are you talking about? I mean, we could still try to give this a chance. You're only at Stanford. It's not that far away.
Yeah, but I don't know if the development will bring me elsewhere. And I don't know if I'll be able to visit. It's complicated.
Oh. Okay. Let's see.
I really like you, Brody. I should probably come back.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Sorry.
She walks away. Brody turns and watches as she leaves. Daytime at Nana's house. Ellie rolls her luggage out of the front door. Nana sits on the porch.
Leaving so early, dear. My boss wants me in the office to begin a new land search.
I'm truly sorry you didn't find what you were looking for. Come here.
Nana hugs Ellie.
Thank you for everything.
Of course.
You know, things have a way of working out.
Ellie nods, frowning, and carries her luggage to her car, parked curbside with the top down. She places her purse in the front seat and lifts her luggage. Nana ponders, tapping her chin, then sits on her rocking chair. Ellie gets into the front seat of her car and puts on her seatbelt. She glances at Nana and waves. Nana smiles and waves back. Ellie drives the car off. Nana sighs. Ellie drives her car down the main road past the welcome sign. Away from the village, she parks her car in the middle of the road. She puts a sweater on and gets out of the car. She walks through the trees to a clearing and looks out. The broken pier extends out into the water. Later, Ellie is sitting on the sand. She rises and walks out to the water, staring down. She pauses and picks up a sand dollar. She ponders, holding it. She returns to her spot in the sand and takes her cell out of her purse and dials.
Hi.
I have an idea.
At the diner, Pam serves a table for two. Brody enters.
Morning, Pam.
Hey.
I got a coffee, please.
He sits at the counter.
Where's Ellie?
She went back to Stanford.
She left? The way you two were dancing last night?
Yeah. Guess looks can be deceiving, huh?
Oh, Brody.
I know. I know I only knew her a few weeks, but it just felt...
If you really have feelings for Ellie, you need to try and make it work.
I did. At least I thought I did.
Still about the pier, isn't it?
It used to be. But now, not so much.
Well, change is tough. The pier represents who you are, where you come from.
But not where I want to be. Thank you, Pam.
I got you.
Pam walks off. Brody takes out his cell and dials. Ellie enters a corporate office wearing business casual clothes. She checks her phone. The caller ID reads Brody Bradshaw. She continues walking to Anna's office and taps on her open door.
Ellie, hi, come on in. I was just sending you details on a North Carolina location.
What if we could still build the resort on the beach in Sand Dollar Cove?
Meaning?
I wanted to show you something.
Ellie hands Anna her laptop.
Who authorized this?
I did it on my own time.
I don't like you going behind my back, Ellie.
Well, frankly, I knew if I asked you, just say no. And I wanted to share my vision with you in person.
Share your vision?
Anna considers the laptop. Brody and Piper sit beside each other on the sand beside the pier. Ellie approaches behind them. Piper turns.
Piper!
You want your stick? Go get
Ellie tosses a stick as Brody turns, seeing Ellie.
What are you doing here?
Hey, Miss Piper.
Ellie sits beside Brody.
You never returned any of my calls.
Yeah, I wanted to speak with you in person.
That sounds ominous. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. Before you say anything, can I get something off my chest?
Okay.
Nana. She reminded me that life's not just about buildings or places or peers. It's about being with people you love. It's about making new memories, going after your dreams. I don't want to see this pier get torn down. I don't. But I do know that a new resort will be good for this entire town. I trust you. And I know that whatever you're going to build here will be beautiful. So I spoke to my family. And I have decided to sell you the lands. No strings attached.
Brody, I came here to tell
you. Just think about it, please. Maybe it's time I let it go, you know? And this entire experience has reminded me that we want to carry on my grandfather's legacy. Selling you the land will give me the money to do that.
That's fantastic.
I like you, Ellie. I do. Miss Ellie Ebersole. It's been a long time since I felt this way. And I just really hope that we can find a way to make this work.
Brody, you don't have to give up the pier.
Wait, what?
I worked up a new concept last night. Keeping the pier intact as a centerpiece.
You're serious?
Yes. Instead of tearing it down, we're going to repair it. Anna just approved all the changes. I'm going to be designing and project managing the new resort here in Sand Valley Cove.
You did it.
Wow.
I mean, I'll still be based out of Stanford, but you sing a lot more of me.
I like the sound.
They stand.
So wait, and how long did you say that this project would take to build?
2 years.
I'll take every minute I can get.
Me too.
Brody brushes her hair with his hand, and they kiss. Ellie wraps her arms around him as they continue kissing. They separate and smile, then kiss again. As they continue embracing, we fly over the pier.